This is the latest world news from the BBC. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says she and her family have been heartbroken and traumatized by the attack on her husband at the couple's San Francisco home. Paul Pelosi sustained injuries to his skull, which required surgery, though Nancy says he's making progress with his recovery. President Biden has urged everyone to condemn political violence ahead of the midterm elections. Brazilians are heading to the polls today to vote for a new president in the second round of elections. They'll choose between the far-right incumbent, Jair Bolsonaro, or the former leader, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Katie Watson is in São Paulo.
While the latest polls put Lula in the lead, it's a tighter race than the first round earlier this month, and analysts see Sunday's vote as going either way. People here have a stark choice to make. Far-right Jair Bolsonaro, who has the support of conservatives and many religious voters, yet has been accused of undermining democracy, or former President Lula da Silva, who lifted millions out of poverty when he was first president, but has been tainted by corruption scandals. There are also many undecided voters, people who feel neither Lula nor Bolsonaro represent them, and they could be crucial in deciding who becomes president.
The Cuban Coast Guard says one of its vessels has crashed into a speedboat reportedly carrying Cuban migrants, resulting in five deaths. It said three women, a man and a child had been killed while trying to flee to the US. About 25 people had been rescued. The disaster agency in the Philippines says the number of deaths from Tropical Storm Nalgae has risen to 48. Most of the victims were from the southern island of Mindanao, but rescue workers on Sunday were trying to reach people trapped by floods in and around the capital, Manila. 60 people had to be moved from the upper floors of a building surrounded by 3 meters of water. That's the latest world news from the BBC.